Parshas Lech Lecha starts the it starts a Parshas Avraham Avinu and by extension all the others. B'yichud, we're trying to get a sense of what's Miyachir Avraham B'teiras Avraham. In other words, where did Avraham diverge from the world? What Koyach HaNefesh? And specifically the Inyan of Avus that Avraham started. Avus is a lot more than just a mikra, like he got it right, and therefore he has children and children's children that are Eved Hashem. Avus is a midah. We call them Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu. We call Avus only three, despite the fact that if we're looking for our Yichus, we can go back to the Shevet also. So when the when we're describing over here Avraham as the beginning of the Av of the Avus, and the Musik of Avus, we're obviously talking about something that has an inherent Echshivas to it. In other words, it's a Midah, it's a Tchuna. So let's take a look. There's a Gemara in Makis, last Daf of Dalet. It says, "Boy Yeshayah v'mir al sheish t'chsev hoylech tzokas v'doyve meisharim moyes v'betza," and so on. So Yeshayah listed the ikrim of Yiddishkeit as six. Now hoylech tzokas. So Chazal over here give us a dogma of what each one of these midas is. In other words, who's somebody that upholds those midas? So it's interesting. It's a mixture of Avraham Avinu, Rav Shmuel ben Elisha, and Rav Shmuel ben Rav Yosi, and all sorts of Meroim. Avraham is the only one that sort of is in a different category. It's kind of almost strange. They're giving dugmas of Amiroim, Tanoim, Amiroim, and all of these Tanoim are exhibiting five of the six characteristics. Avraham is the only one who is from Tanakh. Like upon him, it says, Hoylech tztok ez Avraham, dechsiv kiman yedatev asher yetzaveh, and the pasuk itself, l'ma yedatev, doesn't tell us anything, but the hemshech of the pasuk is l'man yedativ, ki dativ l'man ha-sheitzav es-bonav, v'es-beis ha-achra v'shom derech Hashem l'aset stok u'mishpat. So being that we have that pasuk about Avraham that includes in itself the yin of tzlaka, so hoylech tztok is Avraham. Okay? I mean, it says v'yachshav eloi l'tztok, much earlier than that. What I would like to try to understand is the word hoylech tztok is. Hoylech tztok is a strange combination. The word stokas, as we're used to in terms of giving money and helping the ani and a chesed type of thing, should be given as oiset stokas, noisin stokas. Hoylech stokas is a very, very strange combination that way. You could say hoylech stokas in the sense that he goes righteously, but then the pasuk is not such a raya. So what I try to understand is a little bit to understand Avraham Avinu's darga of what hoylech tzedakah is, that dafka hoylech tzedakah is shayach Avraham. It's a unique facet of that midah of tzedakah, and in that pasuk of kiyadativ lemana sheitzaves beisachov is where we know it from. I like to try to see it in that pasuk. A second akuda, you have a chazal in the beginning of the parasha here, a medrash. Ve'im Hashem Avraham lechem atzcha. Reb Yitzchak Pasach, Shimi basu ri'i vati oznech v'shichi amech v'es ofi. Om Reb Yitzchak. So he brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, Shimi basu ri'i, listen my daughter and see, vati oznech, and then put your ear close, v'shichi amech v'es ofi, and forget your nation and where you come from. Om Reb Yitzchak, Moshel echad she'ovi mokum l'mokum. So Moshel, somebody that was traveling, and he saw a palace burning or lit up. depending on how you want to shot, it's both of them are ma'orer a certain tmiya of a shinui. Amay says, Toyim ha-shabir azir b'lei manik, could it be that this beer doesn't have a manik? Hitzisol of balabira. Amalei aniu balabira, kach, lefi shay avrom avinu oime, Toyim ha-shabir azir b'lei manik, Hitzisol ha-kadosh baruch hu amay aniu bala oilam, and so on. So the truth is, this medrash has a few problems. First of all, the mechuvin of the mashal has nothing to do with the pasuk. The pasuk lechur, the beginning of the pasuk is Akash Baruch told Avram lecha me'atzu malcha me'savicha, and Rabbi Yitzchak brings a pasuk that's strikingly familiar. He says v'shichi ameichu basavich. In other words, the nisoyen of forgetting an avar and moving onwards. That's what we have over there. Okay. The mashal has to do with Avram's looking for Emunah. I don't see it not in the pasuk of Lecha Me'atzecha, and not in Shimi Basuri. And this is the whole Chazal. Havei Vayim Hashem al Avram. I don't see anything in the pasuk that tells me about a search for Emunah that I would use this mashal as sort of a guide, like how to get to it. And the starting with a pasuk, this mashal is really sort of trying to explain a pasuk somewhere. It says Shimi Basuri Vatiyaznech V'Shichyamich Meisavich. What's that have to do with it? Another diuk over here. One as far as Medayik, I think it's a Chiddush Harim. It says, "Listen, my daughter, and see," and then it says, Pay close attention. Says Medayik, Luchur, it's the other way around. When you want to tell somebody, listen very carefully. So I say, you know, I say Oznechor Kafar Cheses, like bend your ear over, listen very carefully because I have something important to tell you. If I tell somebody to listen and see, then what do I repeat a second time and then look very carefully? It's the other way around. You should start by saying, listen to what I have to say, I have something very important to say, and then you listen. So he's medayek a little bit that the order is reversed. I have one more aura on the lashon of the mashal. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, mashal echad shei oivim mimakrim lemakrim. Somebody was traveling. It's a little bit, you could, I guess, in the pshat of the mashal, if you lived in that area, you could say the person would know if somebody owns it. But if you're traveling, then you don't know who owns it. The normal framework for mashal like that would be mashal echad shehigia lemakom ploini v'ro bir delakas. The fact that he has another three stops afterwards is not really important. I mean, you wanted to tell me that it's somebody who came to a new place. He didn't know what the Seder Advarim was. He didn't know who owned which property and what was abandoned property. So you say, Mashal Echad Shebo Lebira Achas or She'ov Al Yad Bira Achas She'ovah Mimokim Lemokim is telling you something about it. And it's a little bit hard to get a feel what a Chazal exactly trying to tease out of that inyan of Mokim Lemokim. One more nekuda. There's a tanchuma that says that the nesoyan rishon of Avram and the nesoyan achna of Avram were both with lech lecha. Lech lecha is the first nesoyan we have listed over here, and then by the akeda it says the Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him that. It's something which he needed to go someplace, and the halicha both places is the same over here. That's lech lecha l'eretz Samaria, and lech lecha l'eretz Hashareka is nisoyin rishon, nisoyin achron, and the parallel. That's the chazal over here. Obviously, they're not just pointing out a loshen again, just for the sake of pointing out the shoyness. They're telling us that there's something about the two nekudas that it's the same nisoyan in Nisayin Rishon and Nisayin Achrin. In other words, the same Nisayin is the first and last one, which is almost it's almost paradoxical, because you expect some progress. The ten Nisayinis are a Seder of ten Nisayinis. Chazal lists the ten Nisayinis as being of the number 10. In other words, these are 10 Madregas. One would expect that the final Madrega should be either the end of Nisyonis, or it should be of a very different nature, at least, of the first Nisyon. We're not testing over somebody 10 times on the same thing. It's different tests. Each one of these Nisyonos filled in a different Nekuda. That's obvious. It challenged a different Nekuda. So what's over here, the Lech Lecha, is Nisayin Rishon, Nisayin Achrin, I wanted to say. Those are the Nekudas I want to be oimed on a little bit. So let's take a look a little bit, let's be oimed a little bit on the Inyan of Avhus. There's a very interesting Chidah. Chidah is an Oyin HaChoyma on Chumash, and he says that why does the Torah use the Lashon Evyon for instead of ani, kia b'cha evyoin, pasuk in Dvarim. So he says because it's not nice to call an ani an ani. So you call an ani meloshen evyoin because that's like a loshen of a av. It's like a father. If anything, I mean, it's strange. It's the euphemism shaboy. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a Shem Nerdov for being an Oni, whether you call him an Oni or an Evyon. And if anything, an Evyon, the way Rashi brings it out, seems to be worse. An Evyon is Toev L'chol Dava. An Evyon is somebody who desires, who craves things. So you have a guy who's, he's not so well fed. So, okay, that's one Darg of Aeneas. And you have somebody whose eyes are bulging out and he's looking to eat. And it's a harsher madrega of oini, and it's certainly hard to see the compliment. It's calling him an av when it's, and if anything, there's losha saginar. So you call somebody an osher instead of an oni, like you say, oh, the wealthy man is here again for an adava. So at least that's a sort of a loshen for a loshen kind of. Just like we say saginor, he has too much light, he's blinded by too much light, we can say something about this person, he doesn't have change of $1 million bill. That would be a loshen saginor. But av, of all the things to find, it's called av. Yes, av is a nice thing, but it's strange. What does he mean exactly? So let's try understand a little bit the musig of avus in its deeper sense. The HaKadosh Baruch of the different functions of a living entity, all of it centers around keeping the hoiva. Things as they are should stay the way they are. So to keep myself alive, to be miskayim, I need to breathe, I need to eat, I need to find a way to get things I need, and so on. The entire body is a machine that's dedicated to keeping the kiyum of what's there. Survival. To keep things as they are. The inyan of bringing up, of bringing new dairies to the world, of being mechadish things, that's something that really doesn't lie within that range of activities. Of the different systems that we look in a biological body, reproduction is really of a very different type of inyan. It's something which be'etzem, besides the fact that it's usually on the cheshbon of the people bringing him into the world, it's also doesn't give me anything basher husham. I am what I am. my kiyum is not mischazik in any way from the fact that I brought a child into the world. Just like an animal is a misno'ea, it moves around in order to preserve itself. So the koyach hatnu of a balchai, the koyach of movement on a physical level, is there for its kiyum. A much deeper manifestation of koyach achius is in the desire to expand, to go further, to move forward. That's something which is a chiddush. It's another dag of chiyus. A stone can't do anything for itself. A plant is able to sit in one place and do for itself in that one place, absorb nutrients, grow, protect itself, etc. A balchai is able to transcend place and go to different places, but it's still locked in and boxed into its own metzius. The idea that a person can move forward, that koyach of ratzon, that a person wants, the word, the extreme of halicha is ratzon, and that's ritza. The extreme of halicha is ritza, and that's the ratzon of a person. So that a person wants to expand, be bigger, go further, that's a koyach of chiyus de chiyus. That's something that is the ultimate in chiyus. It's what acceleration is to motion, so is the koyach haratzin of avhus to the koyach haratzin of kiyu. Zer nitzad zer. So you have the koyach, so when a person wants to become an av, the pshat is he wants to move everything further. Not things should stay where they are, but things should move on. That's the reason why, since that ratzon is a mi'uta de mi'uta de mi'uta of the world, people don't have that. The closer people are to balechayim, which is the roiv rubam of the world, the less this koyach exists. People just want to be a chol b'shtoi ayoyim ki mochanomus. That's the etzim mitzias, or without the mochanomus. Anything else is not shayach to it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give the strongest, most powerful koyach of taiva, so that the doing for tomorrow is an accidental byproduct of my being nana today. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the world for Kimoilim, like it says Chazal, that they tried to be Mevatel, the Yitzhar, the Darayas, the world came to a standstill, and that was it. So, the Koyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Koyach in the Bria, that is the most Ruchniste Koyach, and that's called Avhus. The word Av means desire. To'ev is someone who craves. Lo'ova Yevimti, my Yevama didn't want. The word av comes in its derivations means ratzon, cheshek, chuka, etc. So the koyach of avos in the bria is the ultimate koyach of chuka, something which propels a person to do, to go, and so on. We were mayor on the chidoz. That Evian is a nice illusion in Ani. I think the pshat is like this. We look at us, we look at an Ani who is not desperate for food versus Ani who is desperate for food, and we say certainly the one who's not so desperate for food is better off, more nichbad, and so on. But there's a flip side to it. An Ani is somebody who's been repressed. Sometimes his equanimity derives from a higher ability to look past his hungry stomach and to be oisik and varma and rusha alom. That's one possibility. Second possibility is he no longer has a cheshik to fend. He doesn't care if he's going to shrivel up and die, let it be that way. somebody who is an evyon, who is a toiv, means that there's a koyach haratzon that's not willing to settle for the matzav that he's in. And if he's not willing to settle the matzav that he's in, then he's going to get someplace. So the shiflus in an ani is not that he doesn't have what to eat. That's like a gzeir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the fact that he's lost a chelik of his chiyus, a chelik of his drive and rotzen, the sense that he could be different than this is gone in ani. That's why it has in itself a certain element of terrible hashpala, and that's why evyon is superior lashon to it, because evyon is something that is the person still has that chiyus that he can go beyond where he is and become something different or better or whatever it is. Avraham Avinu came from the Dor HaFloga. Dor HaFloga looked around, and Dor HaFloga said, "You know, the world is tenuous. The Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a marble. All the different ways in which Chazal described the mindset. The bottom line, their Eitzah was to fortify and freeze everything as it is. Everyone should get together in a bika, build a big migdal, a solid structure that will keep out the waters, keep everything together, and so on. That was the Dor HaFloga. That it was, and from the Dor HaFloga, when the Amim were Nispalig, each one went into its Gevulis. Each Am has its Gevul and place and stay there, and that's that. Avraham Avinu was the Nekuda of Lech Lecha and the Bria. Avraham Avinu was, his mohus was avus, which means the drive to go beyond what is. The sense of ambition that a person needs to go further. Chazal describe, Zoya brings that Avraham, Heir mi Mizrach, it says, that Avraham Avinu in the morning, he saw the sun going up, so he was, so he bowed to the sun. At night, he saw the sun go down, he said, oh, by studies that the Meirav side is stronger, and he bowed there, to Levana. In the morning, he saw it again, so he said, oh, there must be something still higher. So why Chazal go through all the Avodah Zarah? It's interesting. In the Pesukim, we start right away with Lech Lecha. Chazal paint, and the Zohar Kodesh paints this picture of at night and day, Chazal presented as an argument, which is stronger than what. But the Zohar says he saw at night, in the daytime, he saw the sun going up, so that's why Miheir Mimizrach, he started shining from the Mizrach. He started being Misur from the Mizrach. The answer is, that is a positive koyach. The koyach of saying, I look up, and I see the sun rising, and I say, oh, there's something more than my little world over here. That's a positive step. Yes, it's Avodah Zarah at this step, but the Koyach HaNefesh will take him further. At night, he takes a look around, and he sees the west swallow up the sun. So he moved the next step, and he said, Vaistais, the Meiriv is superior. And now he bowed to the Meiriv. And in the next morning, when he saw it come to Mizrach, he says, there must be something beyond Mizrach and Meirav to bow to. So the koyach of Avram was a koyach of toiv. It was a koyach to go further. There was a ruchnistic ambition in the person, that he wanted to go further than where he is. And yes, the first few steps from within this world are Avodah Zarah. But if the person keeps walking, as long as he is... As long as he sees something, that makes the difference. Let's go back to the Chazal. Chazal say, and if we, let's take the diuk first that the Chiddush HaRim makes, that he says that it was why do we have the pasuk of Shimi Basur Iva Ti Oznech V'Shichi Amech Basavich? How come you have Shmi and Ria first, and then the Hati Oznech later? So he himself says it more or less. He says, it's said over in his name actually, he says, unless a person notices something, a person will not bend his ear to listen. If a person is looking over a lot of racks that he mined someplace, if he can't notice a faint glint, if he's not looking for something, a person is walking and he sees racks around him, and there's a diamond there. But if the person is not looking and seeing, then he's not going to stop. A person who sees everything and hears everything, and then he stops at a place, and when he catches a glint, he doesn't know that it's a diamond, but it's not a usual rock. The first step in discovery is finding a difference, something unusual. And that's only if the person has a mindset that he's looking for something. Then he looks at it, examines it, and he sees whether or not it's a diamond or it's not a diamond, or it's just a piece of glass or whatever. So in Avram's Maila, is Shimi Basri, the first thing is open your eyes and ears. Look for something. Then you'll find a coil that's worth listening to, and you'll bend your ear to it and you'll listen to it. I think maybe that's a diuk haloshon. Moshel echad she'oyve mimakom lemakom. It was something. Avram Avinu was an oyve mimakom lemakom. Avram Avinu was traveling, and if he's not going anyplace, he'll never see anything. The Bir Lekis doesn't come to you. The Bir Lekis doesn't come into your rishus. If the person is not a hoylich mimakom lemakom, in other words, the first tchuna is that the person understand and recognize that there's a beyond to where he is. And if he's traveling, then he can notice possibly the bira. It's not just simply because you know who the Bala Bayis is. It's because of the tchunas hanefesh, the person that is a hoylich. That's the pshat. If you take a look by Avraham Avinu, where Chazal say that the first nisayon was Lech Lecha and the last nisayon was Lech Lecha. But it's more than that. The first nisayon is Lech Lecha. The first sivui to Avram, the yisayda yisaydis, and the shayrish ashrashim of Avram is Lech Lecha. And me'atzum al tovis avicha, it's not so much because of the it's, if a person is frozen, wherever he's frozen, he's not going to grow further. He's not steiging. And that's why he told me, Arzashar Eko, it means, the Pasuk literally, if every word of Torah is Nitzchias, then the Pasuk is talking about forever and ever. Akadosh Baruch Hu is not telling him, he's not telling him travel to such and such a place. If I travel to such and such a place, that's also sitting in one place. It's just not this place, the other place. But the travel is not a hoylich mimakom lemakom. I'm going to a specific makom. Hoylich mimakom lemakom means I'm a traveler. That's what I'm doing. And b'meila Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, the way the pasuk finishes. It says that Vayisa Avram holoch v'nasaya hanegba. I mean, it's such a strange way to end the pasuk. He built his Zer Hashem. He didn't get there, Avram. So it's telling us he traveled in a certain direction. That's it. That's the end of the conclusion of the parasha is, because Kashbot tell Avram lech lecha, to a place that I can't tell you what it is. And the pasuk finishes, the parasha finishes, Vayisa Avram holoch v'nasaya hanegba. It's like holoch v'nasaya hanegba. And nothing. Then it's the Rav, he goes down to Mitzrayim. Vayisa Avram holoch v'nasaya hanegba is the oisfer. Rashi says Nasaya hanegba means he kept going towards Yerushalayim, which is Drei Mishrat Yisrael. That's the oisfer of that sivui. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, go. And Avram Avinu went. And Avram Avinu as a holich v'naseya ha-negba is the kiyum of the lechem atzom v'lachem esavicha. I think that's the pshat in the Gemara in Makkos. The Gemara in Makkos, when it says holich tzedakos, is specifically referring to that midah. Everything else there's a tana. So there's six midas. The reason why Chazal picked Tanoim as examples was obviously because the Tanoim were more tangible. Chazal wanted to demonstrate to us what those midas tevis are. And b'meila, they picked people that were known in that door and said, this is a dogma of Le'rag L'Shoinai, this is a dogma of this. Each one is a dogma, a living dogma of something that a person that embodies this. That's why Chazal chose Tanoim, so that we could get at the hair of a real concrete mashal. The only one that we can't get at the hair of that is Hoylech Tzedakos. I'm sure there were plenty of people giving stock in those door, in that door, and Gevaldik amounted stock, and so on. The answer is, Hoylech Tzedakos is a very different midah. It's the midah where a person is a hoylech. It's the midah of avhus, that whatever it is, when a person is a bal chesed, a person is a bal chesed for himself, he's good-hearted, so he gives, that's a midah toiva. And then there's a deeper midah called Hoylech Tzedakos, which means he wants that midah to take on a life of its own and go past him, become something that becomes a toilot of his. The midah of Avraham Leman HaShayitzaves, Ki Yadatev HaShayitzaves, Beisei Achrav, is the midah of Hoylech Tzedakos. It's not only the pshat that he gave tzedakah and was good-hearted and kind-hearted, but rather it's something that was he was ready to he wanted it to move to the next door, to the door afterwards, and so on. Since there's only one av, the only in ella sholosh, the three avos and that's it. So a mushal of an av of tzedakah is only shayach to Avraham. Because the midah of tzedakah, I'm sure, was plenty of people in his door gave tzedakah. But a hoylech tzedakah, which is really the avhus, the desire to push it forward, to move it, to let chesed become a metziah zonite, that was unique to Avraham Avinu, and it won't be by anyone in that type of darga. So, the midah of Avraham Avinu is avhus. And avhus means... The word avus is a lashon of chiyus, like aviv and beibo. It means the flow of life in a way that there's no other halicha that compares to it. Every other halicha, you could give it a mashal, is like water in a stagnant pool where you drop a rock in, the water moves, but it's moving around the same point. It's just splashing back and forth, and a flow of chiyus that's looking to go beyond where it is. The difference is when you have a stagnant pool, everything is within a certain defined frame, and you can push it and pull it, and you can blow wind on it. A lake can be very stormy, but it's stormy within a framework. A river flows beyond. A river flows wherever the water is allowed in, that's where the river is going to flow. It's a very different type of mahalach. The midah of avos, the bria, was doimer to doimim. It was doimim-like. And the Baalei Chaim, they basically made themselves a daimim. They built a big migdol and gathered everyone into a bika and put walls around themselves. And the way in which they would see Adam as being Chaim is within walls. And Avraham Avinu was someone that had the koyach of avus, where he would be a holich. And he was a holich of lech lecha. His first assign is lech lecha, his last assign is lech lecha. Chazal say, there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, "Mayofu po mayach b'ne olim bas nodiv." So Chazal compared. They say that a ger is a bitter shal Avraham Avinu that was not of liboy l'shamayim. Very interesting pasuk. "Mayofu po mayach b'ne olim." I can compliment a person on his feet. I can compliment a person on his footsteps. I can compliment a person on his shoes. What does it mean? Your footsteps are nice in shoes. It's almost a little bit, it's like when I say somebody, you know, your foot looks nice when it's hidden in a shoe, ki'ilu. Something about that, the tzira for l'shoynes. You can be mishabeach the goof, you can be mishabeach the nalayim, but boy, mechmanach na'olim. The other place we have some like that is by Korban Pesach. When it says, nalechem ragleichem, that when they sat and ate Korban Pesach, they had to eat it on the go. They had to be all, they had to be dressed completely, the masnechem chagurim, they were ready to go. The tzura of a person who's on the move is the pamayich ban olim. Mayyavach olim is, it's not the pshat, I'm sitting home. The derech in the old days was a person didn't wear shoes. They had to go to a place that was very hard to walk. But yeah, the shoe was a tool. It was like a boot of sorts. That's why you have the zinyanim by Tisha B'Av. You walk outside, you can wear a shoe. Because the derech was people wore shoes when it was a piece of rough, a rough place. Like we would wear a heavy boot of some sort. My yofu p'mayach ben olam means Klal Yisrael is never sitting, laying back with the feet on the bed. Klal Yisrael is on the move. And a person from Umas Ha'olam who moved and he came to be Choyser Tachas Kanfei Hashchina is a bas of Avram. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says admiringly, my yofu p'mayach ben olam. The fact that a person is willing to move out of his dalar ames, he's a hoylich, that's his maila. So, if we're to ask ourselves, what's the tchuna that's the yisoides of Klal Yisrael, the tchunas hanefesh that made Avram the Av, it's not that he happened to have the children and became Klal Yisrael, it's the other way around. It's because he was an Av, that's why he has banim. The one thing Avram complained about, didn't complain about the Rav, he complained about, if I can't move forward, if I can't take what I have and move it forward, I'm not going anyplace. The tchunas, that's the first yesod of Yiddishkeit, is that a person move from where he is. We start, if we ask ourselves, what starts our quest for Avodas Hashem? The answer would be, as long as a person's sense of things is, I am where I am, and that's where I belong, the person is not going anyplace. A little bit of cosmetics, but not more than that. It's just like in the Teva Dvarim, inertia, is the opposition to movement. In a person, a sense of self that doesn't have any ambition, any sense of something beyond where I am, is so the person can't go anyplace. So the first thing a Yid is told is Lech Lecha. And it's the hardest, because of all the forces, inertia is the hardest one to overcome. Inertia is the force that opposes movement. That's the force in the Bria. That's where Chaymer meets up against Tzura, and Chaymer stops it. It doesn't let itself be changed. And if a person is to start, as long as a person has a vision of himself and he's looking to make some changes, some tweaking, the person is going no place. It's nothing. So it's the same thing, just stressed a little differently. So the aleph of a person's avodas Hashem is the lech lecha, that the person needs to propel himself, accelerate himself, say, I'm not where I am, and that's the start of any real binyan of a person. But once a person has done that, there's a second message, and that is holoch v'nesea negba. The parsha doesn't finish with where he came to. It says, and yes, indeed, Avram began and continued to journey towards. The Nesia is what a person is. A person, if a person stops growing at any place, he fell short. Like it says by Terech, they got up to go to Canaan and they ended up in Haran. They never made it there. If a person is not a holach and a seah, if a person ever expects to settle into a comfortable niche and not push himself, then he has the wrong journey in mind. This is not a journey to a place, it's mimakum lemakum. The nesoyin achron is the same as the nesoyin rishon. A person at some time in life, when he begins his process, if he becomes a ben Torah, if he becomes a ben aliyah, he made that. There was a change in his life, and he decided, I want to change. I want to become something. There's more to the life than where I am, than the rut that I'm in. But the nesoyin achron is the same. Every day of life that a person gets from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gets for the tachlis of being able to move forward, not to continue, but to move forward. That's the nesoyin achron, is like the nesoyin rishon. The beauty of Klal Yisrael lies in mayofu pamayach bana olim bas nodif. Klal Yisrael always has a pair of shoes on. They're always willing to move and to make qualitative incremental changes. They're willing to move forward and be mechadish, a new dimension to the avodas Hashem. That's the koyach of avos, the koyach that a person has, that he wants the surroundings, that he wants that Shem Shemayim and avos Hashem should be nispashit, also comes from the same shayrish. They all come from that shayrish of wanting that things should move. The koyach achiyus of a person's movement, and on a physical level, that sets him aside from, that sets balachayim aside from everything else. An adam has an incredible array of different possibilities of movement, limitless on the globe. That sets him aside from balachayim. But what sets aside Tzuris Yisrael from Umas Olam is this tremendous ability to be a lech lecha. It's the nisayon of life, because down deep at the end of everything, the inertia of a person is the etzem nisayon of a person. The first nisayon of a person is lech lecha. The last nisayon is lech lecha. And the most of avodas Hashem is holach v'naseh anekra. Shabbos.